Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we begin, I want to apologize if the sound quality is a little bit less today. Usually I use my headphones for this. I do not have them today. Let us recite Durood Sharif before beginning. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the ta'aleem of Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mulana Muhammad Zakaria Saps Fazali Sadaqat, we are in the final chapter, chapter 7, dealing with the stories of generosity of the pious. We continue from the story dealing with the three complaints of the people of Hims against their governor. Hadrat Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the governor of Hims. During the time of Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the people of Hims made many complaints against him and demanded that he be removed. Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very intelligent man. He was very good in understanding people's temperaments. He was quite surprised to hear these complaints, as he considered Hadrat Sa'id radiallahu anhu to be the best person for that position. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, "O Allah, do not take away my ability of making correct decisions, because I fear that I may hand over important works of the Khilafat to the wrong people." Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then sent for Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu and those who had complained against him. When they came, Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the people of Hims to stand in front of Hadrat Sa'id radiallahu anhu and list their complaints to him. He told Hadrat Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu to answer them one after the other. They complained that Hadrat Sa'id radiallahu anhu had come out from his house late in the mornings, did not allow them to discuss their problems at night, and that he took off a day every month. As for coming out of his house late in the mornings, Hadrat Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained, "My wife and I live alone together, and there is no one else to help her in her housework. I therefore help her to prepare the food for the family. When the meal is ready, we eat together. I then perform wudu and leave the house." Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked them about their next complaint. They said that their governor did not allow them to discuss their problems with him during the night. He asked for the reason from Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, "I did not want to mention this, but I spend my day serving the people and my night worshipping my Allah. I keep awake and make ibadat the whole night." Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then asked them about their third complaint, about which they said that Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes a day off every month. When Hadrat Sa'id radiallahu anhu was asked to explain, he said, "I have no servant. Once a month, I have to stop work to wash my clothes. I wash my clothes in the morning, and when they dry by the evening, I put them on again and come out of the house." Hearing this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu fell into sajda, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for saving him from making the wrong choice, and advised the people to respect and appreciate their governor, and to thank Allah for giving them such a pious leader. When they had all left, Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent a gift of 1,000 dinars to Hadrat Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu for his own use. On receiving this amount, his wife said to him, "Shukr to Allah who has arranged for us so many of our needs. We can now hire a servant with this money and also fulfill many other needs." Hadrat Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "There are many poor and needy people living in the city who desperately need this money. I suggest that we give it to them." His wife happily agreed, and they gave most of the money to the poor and the orphans. Hadrat Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to his wife, "Keep the rest with you and spend it little by little on your needs." She wanted a servant to help with the housework, but Hadrat Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "No, you will soon have many people coming to you who need this money more than we do." The generosity of Abdul Hamid bin Sa'ad rahmatullahi alayhi, the governor of Egypt. There was once a famine in Egypt during the time of Hadrat Abdul Hamid bin Sa'ad rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the governor of Egypt at that time. Hadrat Abdul Hamid rahmatullahi alayhi said to himself, "I shall prove to Shaitan that I am his enemy. That is, I shall beat Shaitan when he tries to stop me from spending generously at such a time." He made a public announcement that all the poor and needy throughout the country should come to his house for their daily meals until the price of food dropped. Thus, the poor continued to eat at his home until the famine passed and the price of food had dropped. When the prices returned to normal, Hazrat Abdul Hamid rahmatullahi alayhi was no more the governor. It was estimated that when he left Egypt, he owed 1 million dirhams to the businessman from whom he had borrowed money to feed the poor during the famine. He collected the jewelry from the woman in his family and gave it as a guarantee to the businessman whom he owed. The cost of the jewelry was 500 million dirhams. Hazrat Abdul Hamid rahmatullahi alayhi tried to get the money to pay off the businessman and take back his jewelry, but unfortunately he could not do so. He therefore wrote to them after some time saying, "Please sell all the jewelry with you to pay off all my debts. Please also give the rest of the money to the poor and needy, as I could not help them during my stay in Egypt." Look at the generosity of the women of those times. They gave away their jewelry to be sold and distributed amongst the poor and the needy. Hazrat Abu Marthad rahmatullahi alayhi works out an exit for the needy. Hazrat Abu Marthad rahmatullahi alayhi was famous for his generosity. Once, a person asked him for a favor. Abu Marthad rahmatullahi alayhi said to the man, "I have nothing to give you at the moment, but I can still try to help you. If you go to court and lay a complaint against me, the Qazi, saying that I owe you 10,000 dirhams, then I shall agree that I owe you this money. This will be a promise made to you from me." And the hadith says, "Al-idatu daynun," that a promise is a death. O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. The Qazi will send me to prison, and my family will collect the money amongst themselves to have me freed. The man did so, and Hazrat Abu Marthad rahmatullahi alayhi was sent to prison. On hearing about him being in prison, his relatives collected the money which they gave to the Qadi by the evening. Thus the man received 10,000 dirhams or dinars, and Hazrat Abu Marthad rahmatullahi alayhi was freed. Generosity even after death. A group of Arabs had once visited the grave of a person who was well known for his generosity. It was a long journey. Thus they stayed over for the night. One of them saw in a dream that the person in the grave was saying to him, "Will you not sell your camel in exchange for mine?" The person who saw the dream agreed to sell his camel in that very dream. The person in the grave got up and slaughtered the camel. When this person awoke from his sleep, his camel was bleeding. There was no hope of his camel surviving. Thus he slaughtered it and distributed its meat amongst his friends. Everyone cooked their meat and ate. Thereafter, they set out on their return journey. On reaching their destination, they met a man riding a fine camel. He asked if a certain person was amongst them. The person who had seen the dream replied that it was he. The man asked if he had sold something to the dead person, to which the person mentioned his entire dream. The man riding the camel informed him that the grave was that of his father, and this is his camel. His father told him in a dream, "If you really are my son, you will give this camel to a certain person." Thus the camel was handed over, and the man went away. Look at the extent of this person's generosity. Even after his death, he sells his fine camel in order to feed those visiting his grave. Allah, if we could only show such generosity in life. The generosity of a Qurayshi traveler. Once, a Qurayshi was traveling. Along the way, he met a poor person who was very sick. He asked for some help, to which the Qurayshi ordered his servants to bring along all the money he had with him. The servant brought the entire amount, which came to 4,000 dirhams, and placed it in the lap of the poor person. The poor person took the amount, but due to weakness, he could not even stand up. On receiving such a huge amount, he cried tears of joy. The Qurayshi thought that perhaps the amount was too little, thus he was crying. He asked the poor person if his crying was because the amount was very small, whereas at that time he had no other money with him. The poor person replied, "I am crying because so many are perhaps eating because of your generosity. Your generosity is such that although you are a traveler, you have given away all that you own, and that too to an unknown beggar." Hazrat Abdullah bin Amir bin Qurayz rahmatullahi alayhi returns Khalid bin Uqba rahmatullahi alayhi's house after purchasing it. Abdullah bin Amir bin Qurayz rahmatullahi alayhi bought a house from Khalid bin Uqba Umawi rahmatullahi alayhi for 90,000 dirhams. When Khalid rahmatullahi alayhi's family came to know of it, they were very sad. That night, Abdullah bin Amir rahmatullahi alayhi heard a wailing sound coming from the house, and when he asked the ladies of his family what happened, they said that someone from Khalid rahmatullahi alayhi's family was crying with grief because their house was sold. Abdullah bin Amir rahmatullahi alayhi immediately sent his servant to Khalid rahmatullahi alayhi with the news that Abdullah bin Amir rahmatullahi alayhi had given the house as a gift to Khalid rahmatullahi alayhi's family and that he would also not take back the money from him. The generosity of Hazrat Layth bin Sa'd rahmatullahi alayhi. Once Hazrat Layth bin Sa'd rahmatullahi alayhi came to know that the Khalifa Harun al-Rashid rahmatullahi alayhi had sent a gift of 500 dinars to Hazrat Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. At this, Layth rahmatullahi alayhi sent 1,000 dinars as a gift to Hazrat Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. When the Khalifa came to know of this, he became angry and said to Layth rahmatullahi alayhi, You are one of my subjects, yet you wish to beat me in generosity as though you mean to insult me. Hazrat Layth rahmatullahi alayhi said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I cannot think of offending the Khalifa. The fact is that my daily income amounts to 1,000 dinars, and I felt ashamed to give less than a day's income to a great alim like Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Layth rahmatullahi alayhi used to send 100 dinars every year as a gift to Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. The Imam rahmatullahi alayhi also received gifts from other people, but he spent so freely that most of the time he remained in debt. Hazrat Layth bin Sa'd rahmatullahi alayhi was a well-known muhaddith and a scholar of deen whose daily income amounted to 1,000 dinars. However, zakat never became farz on him throughout his life because he never kept any money with him for a whole year. The annual income of Hazrat Layth rahmatullahi alayhi varied from time to time, but zakat never became farz on him during any period of his life, as zakat only becomes farz when a specified amount that is equivalent to 200 dirhams remains with a person for a whole year. Muhammad bin Rumah rahmatullahi alayhi says, the annual income of Hazrat Layth rahmatullahi alayhi amounted to 80,000 dinars, yet not a single dirham of zakat was ever due from him. Hazrat Shu'ayb rahmatullahi alayhi, the son of Hazrat Layth rahmatullahi alayhi, says that his father's annual income was estimated between 20 to 25,000 dinars, yet he often remained in debt. At first, his income may have been 20 to 25,000 dinars a year. Spending freely to please Allah causes a person's income to grow. Hence, his income may have eventually come up to 1,000 dinars daily. Once, a lady had come to Hazrat Layth rahmatullahi alayhi with a small cup in her hand and asked him if he could give her some honey. She asked if he could give her some honey. The Shaykh gave her a whole goat skin full of honey. When someone said that the lady had asked for only a small amount, he replied, she asked for as much as she needed, but my gift to her should match Allah's favors on me. This is an important principle we should all try to remember, that my gift to her should match Allah's favor on me. Allah. Once, some businessmen bought the fruit of an orchard owned by Hazrat Layth rahmatullahi alayhi. Later, he came to know that they had suffered a loss in the sale. He cancelled the sale at once and returned the money to the businessmen. He also gave them 50 dinars more than the amount he had received. Someone asked him why he had given them more than what he had received. He replied, they expected to make a profit out of the fruit of my garden, and I could not see them disappointed. The generosity of Harun Khaythama bin Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi alayhi towards a muhaddith. Hazrat A'mash Sulaiman bin Mihran rahmatullahi alayhi, a well-known muhaddith, says, my she-goat once fell very ill. Hazrat Khaythama bin Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi alayhi used to visit me every morning and evening to ask about it. Every time he came, he would ask me, how is your goat? Perhaps your children did not have any milk to drink. Perhaps your children did not have any milk to drink. Do they insist on having milk? Did your goat eat anything? Before leaving, he would put some money under the rug on which I used to sit and say, here is something for your children. In this way, I received more than 300 dinars during the illness of my she-goat through the generosity of Harad Khaythama rahmatullahi alayhi. I had wished my goat had never recovered. Inshallah, next week we will continue with this kitab from the story dealing with the three good practices of Hazrat Asma bin Kharija. Just one point I want to mention here is we see it is mentioned regarding Hazrat Layth rahmatullahi alayhi that because he would spend freely and without concern of his wealth, Allah had granted him even more, and so more wealth would flow into his path. So there are a couple of things to think about here. One is mentioned by the late Grand Mufti of India in Darul Uloom Dioband, Hazrat Faqihul Ummah Mufti Mahmood Hassan Gangohi. So Mufti Mahmood, it is well known amongst those who knew him that he was gifted with the karamat of Dusti Ghaib. That is, he would gain money from the unseen. So there are two incidents regarding this. One is when a certain person asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib that, do you have Dusti Ghaib? Because it was well known Mufti Mahmood would just put his hand under his musalla and he would pull out money. So Mufti Mahmood responded to this person who was quite close to him perhaps that, yes, I have this gift. So the person asked Mufti Mahmood Sahib that, how does one attain this gift, this miracle, this karamat of Dusti Ghaib, taking money from the unseen? Hazrat Mufti Sahib responded that to get this, one must consider nothing to be his own property. It is merely a trust from Allah. So this person wishing to gain this ability intended that he will practice on this, that he will consider nothing to be his own. In any case, they went their separate ways. And sometime later, this person had came to visit Mufti Mahmood again. And he was coming from a distant area, so he came by train. When he met Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib asked him that, how was your journey? And the person complained that, you know, on the journey, my luggage was stolen on the train. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib told him that you have already failed your first imtihan. So by considering that luggage to be his and it lost, he had already failed in trying to attain this lofty stage of this dirib, of not considering anything to be your own. Regarding Mufti Mahmood Sahib, then I had heard recently a clip of Hazrat Mona Yusuf Karan Sahib, who is obviously the father of Mufti Toha Karan Sahib, in which he quotes my own Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad ibn Mawlana Muhammad Mia Sahib, that during his time studying iftar in Darul Uloom Dioband under Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, that they would see Hazrat Mufti Sahib sitting on his musalla, and a certain person came to the door, a beggar, and they asked for something, and Hazrat Mufti Sahib would take his hand under his musalla and he would take out some rupees and he would give the person. Another person would come and the same thing would carry on. So obviously a normal person, he would think that Mufti Mahmood Sahib, he has a stash of money hidden under the musalla. But Mufti Ahmad states that the azan for, I think it was, Asar Salah went. And Mufti Mahmood Sahib would be the first person to get up and leave. So Mufti Sahib got up and he proceeded to the masjid. All the other students slowly made their way out. And Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Sahib says, I was the last student. So before I left, I turned off the lights, I did some tidying up, and I went to tidy up Hazrat Mufti Sahib's musalla. So in doing so, I lifted it up and I moved its position to clean underneath it. I then put it back down and I bear witness that there was nothing underneath. He says, when we returned, then Hazrat Mufti Sahib would be the last person to return from the salah. He says, so we all returned, whatever it was. Hazrat Mufti Sahib finally returned and he came and he looked at his musalla as if he noticed that it was not in its exact place. And he moved it back to where he wished it and he again sat down. He says, another person then came to the door requesting for Mufti Sahib to give him some sadaqah. And Mufti Sahib again placed his hand under the musalla. He took out some rupees and gave it to the person. So Mufti Ahmad himself says that I saw there was nothing under the musalla, and this was, of course, the karamat that Allah had blessed Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi with. And we see what is the condition for this, that we consider nothing to be our own. We find this to be the habit of all the great pious people, that they would readily and happily give whatever came their way to those who desired it from them, those that were more needy than them. We have seen the examples of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and other well-known stories. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. Tonight being the night of Friday, the night of Jummah, let us recite excessive durood upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us try to read all of those surahs that are masnoon, putting great emphasis on Surah Kahf. And let us try to involve ourselves in all those masnoon acts of the day of Jummah, such as the use of the miswak, taking the sunnah ghusl, oiling the hair, paring the nails, going to the masjid for Jummah early, going walking, going by one route, returning by another route, applying itr, listening to the khutbah attentively, reciting the 40 durood after asr for those that wish to do so. May Allah grant us the tawfiq.
درس رسالة درود شريف and conclude يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صلي على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. As always, I request each and every one of you to forgive this unworthy one if I had misspoke, misread, pronounce it anytime. May Allah forgive me, may forgive us all. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daima wa ala habibika khairi khalqi kullihimi. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum.